April 3rd saw the return of the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market to Riverfront Park for its 2021 spring season. It was a chilly but sunny day with many folks gathered to view and take home offerings from over 60 vendors on display. I stood in line with Joy from Troy, who was either excited or very excited to start her shopping.
Very excited. Since it's been over a year that I can go to one, I'm very excited.
What is it that you're looking forward to? Anything in particular?
Vendor-wise? Everything. It's early kind of in the seasons, but I'm sure they might have some starter plants, and maybe some herbs and stuff like that. See what kind of condiments and local products.
And you feel good about with the COVID restrictions, everybody's got a mask on, the social distancing, you feel safe about that?
Yes, I do.
Rules for keeping the farmers market safe were posted at both entry points, emphasizing that masks must be worn, 6 feet of social distancing must be kept, and awareness that no public restrooms were available and no dogs were allowed in the marketplace, no food or drink was to be consumed in the farmers market, and a one-way system of flow was to be followed while inside the farmers market. I spoke with Aaron Cook, part of the farmers market staff, on the logistics of setting these guidelines.
A lot of what we're doing for this summer is similar to what we did last summer, so we are pretty on the ball with that. It's a lot of the same, all the social distancing and the rules that we have for customers and for vendors. The hardest part of it is always the layout. We've spent weeks and weeks down here measuring and drawing up all of our potential layouts and then remeasuring and taping things out and moving things 1 foot that way and figuring out how to space all the tents so that everybody's got some good social distancing going on. The one-way system, it's a lot of because we want to make sure that people are distancing as best they can. When you got people going two ways, it's you tend to sort of get clustered up. But with the one-way system, we're also able to make sure that all of the vendors are getting hit. So people can't really opt out of going to one section of the market because they have to walk through the whole market to get through the market.
Almost like the Las Vegas approach of the casinos there.
Venturing in, the first set of vendors represent various local farmsteads. I spoke with Dale Isla from the Berry Patch about returning after opting out of the winter market season.
Yeah, we like the outdoor market a lot. We feel very safe at the outdoor market. We did the outdoor market last year with no issues. We've got really good safety protocols in place with everyone required to wear a mask and all that. We've been a member of the Troy Market since 2009. We had always done the winter market in the past. We had been doing the winter market for 10 years, but just decided with the COVID situation that we would bypass an indoor situation for last winter, but are thrilled to be back now and got all our great fresh greens and helping people eat nice and healthy foods that they can stay healthy.
Anything that you're highlighting at the booth today, this week?
Well, I think it's nice for people to see that we actually have potted fresh herbs right now, ready to go. They're hardy ones, so that's why they can be out here even though it's 30 degrees. We have all our nice fresh greens, but people are looking forward to getting out in the sun and digging in the soil, and we've got plants and we'll continue to have plants through the summer.
Coming to an end of this first lane of produce, I met Max from the River Garden Flower Farm with a stand full of uniquely colorful floral arrangements.
Yeah, so during this time of year, and actually from about November to May, we do dried flower bouquets. So these are all flowers that we grew last season. We cut and hang them in large greenhouses covered in black plastic and then dry them. We make bouquets of all different colors and shades, lots of mixes. All these, they can last super long because they're dried. They all last over a year. And then starting in May, June, we're going to start having some perennial fresh flowers that we cut. So our main business is cut flowers. And then July to September, October, when the season allows, we're going to do a lot of fresh flowers in water.
Taking a right, I came upon Nemo and the Saratoga Chocolate Company with the first real line of the day. I asked him how customers not being able to try samples has affected his sales.
So this is all dark chocolate here. Yeah, milk chocolate and white chocolate down here. I got chocolate bark in the crate with fruits and nuts in it. We do three kinds of hot cocoa as well. Like I said, one solid chocolate bunny left, and it's caramel chocolate too. It's really unique, interesting stuff. Well, luckily, everyone loves chocolate, so it's not a hard sell, you know, even if I'm not doing samples. For someone else, though, like if you're doing, like the girl right across there, she's got half a dozen kinds of cheese. Some of them are kind of weird and stinky and stuff like that. And that's the type of thing where you don't necessarily want to jump in without having a little taste first. You know, it's almost unfair. You're never going to get a chocolate bar that, you know, is a little bit too stinky or tastes like baby puke or something like that. But with cheese, that can happen.
Joanne from Sweet Rama Soaps had a similar issue at her stand, having to adapt her technique to a focus on the olfactory.
Because most of what I sell is the soap, and we sell it based on how it smells, I just personally, I think it's not socially responsible to have it out and let people just come over and pick it up and smell it and walk away and have that repeated throughout the day. So I keep it behind me. I have a list of fragrances on the front table of what we have, and if there's something people want to smell, which is, I don't blame them, I use my little fan here. I hold it in front of the fan and we let people do it that way without actually touching it and holding it up to their face.
This is really brilliant.
It's difficult to try and sell something based on how it smells without letting somebody pick it up and smell it. July and August, I face it towards me when there's no customers here.
With COVID and the idea of everybody washing their hands so much,
right,
how has that affected your product?
This winter, I've sold more lotion, I think, than I ever had. For that reason, people in my own hands, they're just ragged from washing them, using the hand sanitizer. It just does a number on your skin. But goat milk is one of the best things you can put on your skin.
And you're featuring goat milk in almost all of your products,
yeah,
here, right?
Super moisturizing. It's got a lot of nice medicinal qualities. It's known to help people that have eczema, psoriasis, acne. I had a couple customers tell me they used it on infants with cradle cap. It helps clear it up.
Joanne kindly sent me on my way with a free stick of Goat Lips lip balm. The next tent catching my eye featuring tall, colorful candles and Josh and Jamie from Troy's Collar City Candle.
We specialize in pillar candles, which not a lot of people do, so that definitely makes us unique. Our inventory is always changing. Instead of just having a standard limited selection, each week we roll out with new combinations. So I think that keeps our customers really excited. You never know what's coming next.
Yeah. How has the pandemic affected your business, if at all?
Grown.
It's sort of been incredible for us. With everybody being home, everybody was using more and more candles and wanting to be cozy and the emphasis on supporting local. So we shifted everything online in the early, last March, and it was nice we were able to come back to the market in August. So we sort of just been in a hybrid of online and here at the market. It's been so nice to connect with everybody again.
Scent wise, is there a trending scent that's going out there?
Right now, it's just spring.
Yeah, we're ready for lighter, fresh fragrances. But no, like I said, we're changing every week, so it's always something new rolling out. This week we have oud and pomegranate for the first time. Blueberry bourbon, always different. As candles come out of the molds, we like to post them in our stories so everybody can kind of get excited and see what they can get this Saturday.
Reaching the halfway point of the marketplace layout, I was greeted by Jamie from Muggsy's Barkery, who specialized in gourmet dog treats. And while she had no shortage of paying customers, I could tell she was missing her true clients.
This is new because of COVID. Normally the Troy Market is a very dog-friendly market when we're up on the street. But to keep congestion down, they chose to keep dogs at home this year. But, service dogs, of course, are always welcome.
Can you tell me a little bit about the ingredients in your treats that make them special?
Yeah, so everything is all human-grade, organic, all natural. They're wheat, corn, and soy-free, so very safe and healthy. And it's all made by hand locally.
Do you think that dogs appreciate the aesthetics of beautiful food the way that we do?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Yes, and I think that they aren't really sure at first because the pupcakes look like human cupcakes. They think it's a trick, but once they take a bite, they know it's all for them.
Following the flow pattern, I was led down a gallery highlighting the many byproducts of yeast, including several distilleries and bakers. I bought a few goods from Chatham's Our Daily Bread, including some gluten-free hot cross buns, which my mother said were incredible, and was intrigued by the tent belonging to Royal Meadery. I spoke with Greg about what they had brewing.
So mead has to be 51% honey. The other 49% can be anything. So it could be apple cider, it could be blueberries, it could be raspberries. So as long as it's 51% honey, it's considered mead. So this year we're definitely pushing our carbonated meads. So it's a lot like a hard cider. It's a lower alcohol, carbonated, a lot more refreshing for a hot summer day. Since we're outside, warm weather's coming, we're definitely pushing that this year.
As by meticulous design, I was soon in front of the Good Day Honey folks and was greeted warmly by Tim.
We have local raw honey, but then we take our local raw honey and we infuse it and we cream it. And we also take the beeswax and we make 100% beeswax products. We make candles, we make skin cream, lip balm. We do all this at our local apiary. That's the allure to this, that it's local. Not just honey, it's local honey. We're right here. We get it from the hives right here. We get stung by bees right here.
Do you have a favorite product here?
I like it all, actually, you know, but I tend to indulge in the cut comb on a regular basis. It's just the whole look of it, the cut comb straight from the hive.
Yeah,
you know?
Right there.
They call it the nectar of gods.
I love this. Exactly. It's phenomenal. Or is there a way that we can kind of get back in touch with our connection to just eating natural foods with honey and working with bees?
You're getting connected with it right now. Might be at the farmer's market. We all provide these products Monday through Friday. We're on our farms putting these things together to bring it to you Saturday. All of this stuff, we make it ourselves. We tend to it ourselves. And we bring it here ourselves just for you guys to come and get it.
And the bees help a little.
The bees help a lot.
The Troy Waterfront Farmers Market resumes this and every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This has been Jody Cowan for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.